In the studio with our buddy Jason from Breaking Benjamin as we are getting excited for the 24th Blaze Birthday Bash, which is coming up here on April 16th at the Adams Center. We all know Jason as the guitarist from Breaking Benjamin. Jason, how you doing today, brother?
And I'm doing great. Couldn't be better, to be honest with you. It's a good day so far.
You're fixing to be a lot better, man.
That's right.
We are excited to have you come to town this spring. We have been starving for a good show, and when we heard you all are going to be making your way back through town, we couldn't be more excited. That's why we decided to brand it our 24th birthday bash. We're turning 24 years old. You're back out on the road, so I remember the last few times. I believe I may have met you before when you were playing with Red. You came through Missoula a handful of times, and I remember that show in particular. I forgot who you're playing with, but it was an amazing show, and I even got a rise out of you guys as a band the first time you came through Missoula.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been through Montana a decent amount of times, Missoula specifically, obviously, both with Red and Breaking Ben over the last, it's been 18 years of touring, so... Absolutely. I mean, I love being there. First of all, congrats on the birthday. And again, thanks for having us. Honored to be come back through. And it's obviously it being out west, and we're kind of more East Coast based. We're more selective coming out to the West Coast and making our way through this. So anytime we get to do that, come through Montana, that is amazing. So we're super stoked about it. You guys live in one of the most beautiful places in the country and have the raddest people, so they always come out with good shows.
You're damn right we do. You know, we were reminiscing the last time Breaking Ben came through town was what I consider the before times. You guys were part you guys were part of the last big concert that we all got to see before the world shut down due to the COVID pandemic when you were on tour with Korn. How much has touring and life been since the pandemic?
Well, it's wild. That show that you're speaking of, I want to say within the week we had wrapped that tour up, and a week after that we shut down. So it was right there. But post-pandemic, it's just changed a lot. I think some for the better, some for the worse, you know. But coming back was slow. There was a lot of restrictions and a lot of, you know, expectations and precautions. But now that we're back, it does feel like it's back more than ever. You know, attendance across the board, across all genres is up. Live performances and events are up as far as ticket sales. I think it's an opportunity to be more engaging. It's an opportunity to play more shows and be out there and be more connected with your fans, because it did kind of create this vacuum for all of us where we realized like how much we really miss it and want to be a part of it. Like, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. So. I do think there's some good things that came out of it, and hopefully when we come through, we'll be able to see that, you know.
Well, I know that it's one of those you don't know what you got until it's gone kind of things, and so we went a whole year or year and a half without seeing live music to get it back. We were starving and hungry for it, and that's how we feel right now.
Absolutely.
Right, we're looking forward to having a big show here in Missoula. Now, I know this has been the rumblings going on, and I know it still might be kind of tight-lipped on your guys' side, but... What's the ETA on this album? I keep hearing rumblings that the new album's going to be available here shortly.
Well, yeah, we're working on it. So right before we came out, we are at the point where, unlike any other writing process that we've had, we've written a ton of songs. Usually, we kind of get through, do a couple song starts, and kind of start chiseling away at those and turn them into finished products. This time, we've overwritten, done a ton of stuff. We have two songs recorded that we finished right before. Left on this run that we're on right now. And then after this run, we go back to the studio, got a couple festivals, go back in the studio. But it's going to be nice. So we're really proud of it. We are, again, absolutely working on stuff as far as release date goes. We don't have anything firm or nailed down yet, but we're excited about getting Antique for everybody here, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you at least got something in the bag there. It's not going to be like a Tool thing where we're going to have to wait 10 years to get another album from you. It's going to be coming.
Oh, no. That's right. No Tool, no Chinese Democracy, no, nothing like that. You know, like the Guns N' Roses did the same thing back in the day. No, it really has been, obviously back to circle back to COVID, that put kind of a stop in things. And then for the first time ever, we were completely focused on getting back out on the road and kind of restructuring the band and the brand and the business and everything like that after so much time off and trying to make budgets work and things like that. So that was a pretty stressful time. And so that kind of put a fork in a lot of the writing process.
Right.
So to pick back up over the last year and a half has been really where we've been pretty much full time on it. We're actually the venue out where today I'm recording some bass in one of our dressing rooms. So, yeah, we are absolutely working on it.
Red. Okay, cool. So we don't have to wait too. I won't hold my breath and turn blue like with the Tool album or Chinese Democracy, but it will be coming out here soon. All right. Well, yeah, now we are excited too to hear that you guys are teaming up with Daughtry for this live show. What do you think we can expect from having Daughtry as one of the co-headliners?
Oh man, he's awesome. First of all, he's like one of the nicest guys in the world, which always makes for a better tour, and I think that impacts how it reflects on stage as well. So he's a phenomenal performer, super nice guy. We may or may not do some songs together. We never know, but he's such an artist and such a singer. You know, we love sharing the stage anytime, and anytime we can, bring him up and do some songs with us or vice versa, that kind of thing. But so far in all of our interactions, it's been really natural because we haven't toured together before. It feels real natural, real organic, and I think it really is going to be a good show. You know, I think there's just going to be a lot of singing along. A lot of people that know some of our catalog know Daughtry and vice versa. So I think that's going to be, that's always our goal anyway, but I think it's going to be a good time.
Rad. Cool. Well, we are so excited once again for the 24th Blaze Birthday Bash. It is coming up here April 16th at the Adams Center with Breaking Benjamin and Daughtry. Jason from Breaking Ben, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And we look forward to seeing you here this spring.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. Can't thank you enough.